Part 1 Chapter 1 Amid the noises of the night in downtown Oslo, the regular drone of cars outside the window, the distant siren that rose and fell, and the church bells that had begun to chime nearby, a rat went on the hunt for food. She ran her nose over the filthy linoleum on the kitchen floor. The pungent smell of grey cigarette ash, the sugary sweet aroma of blood on a piece of cotton gauze, the bitter odour of beer on the inside of a bottle cap, ringless lager, molecules of sulphur, saltpeter and carbon dioxide filtered up from an empty metal cartridge case designed for a 9x18mm lead bullet, also called a Makarov, after the gun to which the caliber was originally adapted. Smoke from a still-smouldering cigarette with a yellow filter and black paper bearing the Russian Imperial Eagle. The tobacco was edible. And there, a stench of alcohol, leather, grease, and asphalt. A shoe. She sniffed it. The obstacle lay on its side with its back to the wall, blocking the entrance to the nest, and her 8 newly born, blind, hairless babies was screaming ever louder for her milk. The mountain of flesh smelled of salt, sweat, and blood. It was a human body, a living human being. Her sensitive ears could detect the faint heartbeats between her baby's hungry squeals. The church bells were ringing in time with the human heart now. One beat, two, three, four. The rat bared her teeth. July. Shit. It sucks to die in July. Is that really church bells I hear? Or were there hallucinogens in the damn bullets? Okay. So it stops here. And what difference does it make? Here. Or there, now or later. But do I really deserve to die in July? With the birds singing, bottles clinking, laughter from down by the Acker Selva, and fricking summer merriment right outside the window. Do I deserve to be lying on the floor of an infected junkie pit? With an extra hole in my body, as life rushes out of it along with flashbacks of everything that's led me here. Is that me? Is that everything? Is that my life? I had plans, didn't I? And now it's no more than a bag of dust, a joke without a punchline. So short I could have told it before that insane bell stopped ringing. Shit. No one told me it would hurt so much to die. Are you there, Dad? Don't go. Not now. The joke goes like this. My name's Gusto. I lived to the age of 19. You were a bad guy who screwed a bad woman. And 9 months later, I popped out and got shipped to a foster family before I could say, Dada. I caused as much trouble as I could. They just wrapped the suffocating care blanket even tighter and asked me what I wanted. A fricking ice cream. They had no goddamn idea that people like you and me would end up shot, exterminated, that we spread contagion and decay, and would multiply like rats if we got the chance. They have only themselves to blame. But they also want things. Everyone wants something.